Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. And today with us we have
Ajpaj
and
Antonio.
Antonio, which I'm not entirely sure that's his actual name. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Thank you for watching. If you're watching, and if you're listening, you should be watching.
It's better.
Head on over to YouTube. Check that out. Michael.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Today's excited episode of Just Play Nonsense is about...
is brought to you by...
we're doing life hacks, so this could be informational. Old wives' tales, so you know all the crazy stuff people say that you should do or don't do for this, and home remedies that may or may not work at all. And some of them are going to surprise you that I found that there's a couple of them I thought were actually real and worked.
And they're
but
not.
But according to professionals, you should not do it. So, and I'm going to tell the story of a home remedy thing that went wrong last week for me. So.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. That's going to be fun. All right, let's go. Get us started.
All right. Well, the first thing is going to be life hacks.
Oh, wait. So. Should we say who these people are?
Yeah.
Like, we give their names, but we don't say who they are.
These people.
What do you mean, these people?
All right. I'm getting razzed on my own podcast.
All right, so Ajpaj here, a.k.a. Aji.
Aji McGee.
She is Hey Girl's sister, / Lindsay, who was on previous episode, mm-hmm. which is a.k.a. Lindsay. All three of those are sisters. It's Hey Girl's sisters, so they're my sister-in-laws. Antonio, who's not Antonio at all. This is Mark. And how do you want to introduce yourself? Because we love you like family, but you're not actually.
What do you do here?
What would you say you do here?
I just came to tag along.
Yeah.
But Ajpaj is my girlfriend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's out there, guys. Look at it. Yeah,
they're both off limits, everybody. Yeah.
So that's them in a nutshell.
That's who they are. And I'm Rob. you can't do yours now.
And I'm Michael.
Okay, so go ahead. Continue your little introduction.
Well, that's it. So I already told you what the episode's about. So segment one, let's move into life hacks. So you take it away because you looked up.
Oh, life hacks. Yeah. So what are life hacks? What exactly is a life hack? Webster's Dictionary defines life hack as... no, a life hack is like something that you can do that'll make your life better, essentially. Makes things easier on you. So I found a really, really good one that goes for all you bachelors out there that are living with roommates. This is how you you get one over on your roommates. So instead of washing the dishes, you just print a picture of a clean sink and you place it on top of the dirty dishes.
How would they not know that that's a picture? We see a three-dimensional like reality.
No, not in this scenario.
This scenario, no,
yeah,
okay.
As soon as you look at it, you're like, oh, sweet, they're clean. For sure. Yep, then you go over there, and you turn the water on, and it just fills up the sink, and, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one life hack. Have you guys ever experienced anything like that?
Came out the gate strong with that one.
That was funny. I didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare.
Number two.
So here's another one. You ready? If you have a hole in your sock, just draw on your toe with a Sharpie. Like where the hole is, and you don't have to worry about it. But you can only do that with black socks.
Yeah, it's like a.
Yeah, or white socks.
White socks you gotta do with white out.
Which, that reminds me, that's a good one for Hey Girl, because oddly enough, see, I'm just a heel walker, but like the heels of my socks wear out, like easily, you know?
We got the heel walkers and the toe walkers.
Yeah, but Sydney, Hey Girl, she always somehow wears out the toes. And it's like she always had like one toe sticking out of like one of her socks. Just like hate dangling out of there.
So here's the question. Does she have like a snaggle toe that's got like that one nail that's like hanging out that cuts the sock open?
Well, she takes good care of her
feet.
Pedicural hygiene. Her feet. So, but like she just has that one toe sticking out all the time.
Pedicural? That sounds like a shape.
Is that a thing?
I was making up a word because I couldn't find the one that I needed.
Podiatal, maybe?
Like pediatric, or like...
pediatric. Babies?
Podiatry, yeah. So like if you get a pedicure, right? I was trying to like form...
I'm trying to form sentences and stuff.
But why does it matter? You're just going to like put shoes on, so it's not like anyone can see it.
Well, I feel like that one toe is more exposed to like the elements and fungi, things like that. It's just not safe. It's not toe safe. It's not proper.
So confuses the environment by using Sharpie.
Yeah, there's that too. No? No?
I like how Michael's like, it's not proper toe safety. Like, it matters.
I know, right?
Plus, it just throws you off. You should be sitting there talking to her, trying to, you know, and all of a sudden you see the toe wave.
The little, the little snaggle
toe. What's that doing out of there? Tuck that toe back in that sock. Woman.
Okay, here's another one. So this has to do with any of you people who have contacts and you're sleepy all the time. Mm. Dip your contacts in coffee to stay awake.
That's funny.
I feel like that would hurt real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, once you put them in your eye, dipping them in the coffee is not going to hurt at all. But once you put it in your eye, that's when it's going to hurt.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Do either of you guys wear contacts?
I do.
Have you dipped yours in coffee?
No.
You going to give it a shot?
It's tempting, but no.
I think you should listen to the one that cares about you.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay, let's see.
It's a trap.
So
also, the pay would wake you up. So I mean,
oh yeah, that would stink.
I would say
that
would be straight up approved for being effective.
I don't think it. I think it would be anti beneficial to your eyes because like you already can't see. That's why you need contacts.
It would hurt. Yeah, but it would.
No, I think it would destroy your eyes because you're just like, well, let me just slap some coffee in there real quick, and that would be like it would. Your eyes already degenerated. You got to wear contacts so you can see, and now you got coffee in them, so it's gonna get even worse. Yeah. And you're going to need more contacts and more coffee, and it's just like a cycle that you can't.
Yeah, it's vicious.
A vicious cycle. All right, here's another one.
All right, third one.
Have you ever been sitting at your computer and you're like, man, I would love a snack, but I don't have room for a bowl? So basically what you do is you take your hoodie, you turn it around, and you leave your hood hanging right here, and you fill it with the popcorn or whatever you're going to eat, your cereal, whatever
that's
you're going to put
one.
In it.
That's a
good one. See, that's what I like.
See,
like,
that's eat out of reason. It. Like, that's
yeah, that's
a good
actually
one.
A good one.
Yeah,
that's
I did it. All right, 1 for 4. All right.
Well, that's just you assuming the next one's going to suck because you only did 3.
Oh, no. Wait, no, I did 4.
Did you?
Yeah.
I coffee.
The dishes? The hole in your sock, the coffee.
Oh, sock. That's right. You are 1 for 4. I just can't.
I forgot the dishes one.
You can tell you don't have any roommates. Okay, so here's a bathroom tip. This one, I want to experience this one with somebody in the bathroom, and you're going to know what I'm talking about here in a second.
Wow, okay.
I know this came across weird. Here's a bathroom tip.
Not 3 things in the bathroom, and you're like, oh, I experienced that with somebody.
If you're going number 2, discreetly cover up your poop sounds by continually shrieking at the top of your lungs. Come on, Hodgepodge. Put that water down. It's in or out.
It's down.
Okay.
It's
oh,
down,
man.
It's down.
Yeah. I'm imagining it. Especially in a public bathroom.
Oh, you see
gosh.
Somebody in there, they're like, ah! Like their legs up. And then you don't hear the pooping because they're just straight up screaming.
Yeah, it takes away all the awkwardness from it, you know, from your poop drop in the water.
Oh, I just see the courtesy flush.
The what?
Courtesy flush.
Yeah.
Like, if you're about to rip one, just do the courtesy flush.
I've done that, but mine.
But what if you're like, it's excessive, so you're just like,
I mean, everybody knows. Like, if you flush and then you don't come out, they're like, yep, he's still going.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a massive one.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I know is massive BMs.
His seemed like a clever, like, it was more like that's a good logical approach.
Yeah.
I actually heard about
that. That wasn't so logical, but it'd be fun. Like,
no, I've done that. I've done that before where I'll go, when I go to the bathroom, I'm like, all right, sorry, words. I heard about that before from a comedian. He's talking about when you go to the bathroom, if you're about to rip one, just flush, and it kind of hides it. Mm. But mine are fairly powerful, so it's like, no, it doesn't.
The flush ain't going to do it.
Yeah. Unless the flushing sounds like farting.
Or sometimes, well, when it's not that loud, but I like use the toilet paper thing, because sometimes it's loud enough.
Like, oh,
yeah,
circle?
So I'm like,
that is
hopefully,
smart.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Plus you got toilet paper. That's good.
Because I get nervous.
That's smooth,
like,
yeah.
But you're so small, though. I'll bet your farts are like,
yeah.
Where everybody else's are like,
exactly, so it works for me. I even get nervous when it, like, my poop makes a sound down the toilet. So
like,
I even do it when I'm like,
you're like,
and then
it?
I have so much that I'm like, oh, what do I do with this? Like,
that's
this
what
is
you
used for real life. Accounts of her using the restroom. Your toes is authentic.
No, she's like pushing it out and she's like, is that what you're talking about when it makes a sound?
Yeah.
Just drips now.
Mine's like Aquaman. It just slams in the water.
There's water.
Creates waves.
Have you heard of Poseidon's Kiss?
No.
That's when you drop a turd in the toilet and it splashes the water back up and it touches your butt.
Oh no.
That feels so dirty after all.
Yeah. Especially in a public bathroom and there's just tons of
the toilet water.
Good lord. Okay. All right, next one.
Okay, so... You don't like the taste of eggs?
Oh, we got real now. Sorry,
no, hey, right here.
Goodness, yeah.
That was authentic.
Hey, it's for the viewers.
That's good. That is nonsense.
Yeah. All right, so
I like that Michael is dying laughing right now. That makes me really happy.
It's not often I'm thrown off by something that straight.
That was good.
Got real for a second.
You're learning a lot.
It's only going to get more real.
That's good.
He's like, this is over, I'm out. Podcast and relationship.
All right, so here's the next one. You ready? You don't like eggs? Add cocoa, butter, flour, and bake for 30 minutes.
What?
If you don't like eggs,
okay. Add
cocoa, butter, flour, and bake for 30 minutes.
Because that's the ingredients to a cake.
Nice. You got it. Yeah.
Because that sounds like a lot of work.
I get it.
Yeah. Because every time you eat cake, you eat eggs. So it's
if you don't like the eggs.
Oh, I get it.
Don't think it's cake.
I thought I got it before, but now I get it.
So nice. We're going to tell her a joke.
Really get it.
That was a good one.
We're going to tell her a joke. And then we're going to go home. She's going to fall asleep. And then she's going to wake up laughing.
Like, oh, I get it.
That's usually me. Yeah, that's me.
Dude, I've done that before. Well, I'll go home.
I've encountered her do that. Like, I get it. Like, get what?
5 minutes later.
I'm like, what joke? Remember from like earlier? Like, oh.
Yeah.
Way to keep up.
I mean, I can't laugh too much because I have done that before. Like, I'll go home. You know, your brain kind of zones out, and then that's when it starts putting your memories back together or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that whole sleeping thing. And you're like kind of zoned out. You're like, oh my God, that totally makes sense now. And it's like you weren't even thinking about it.
Yeah. But like, I think about it. Like, I really think about it.
I'm
like, what is the joke? I don't get it, but I like keep it to myself. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I get so excited because I'm like,
you should do the thing over her head. You should like put over there. It has like all like the pie and all the formula. And she's like, this, across the street, like, the chicken across the street. Why? It has two wind velocity. Oh!
So I'm just going to throw this out there. Every single one of our channels have clipped. Every single one of
really?
Them.
Really?
Yeah. So let me clear that up real quick. Because we...
I'll bring it down.
...are loud. Mine too, man. I can't say nothing.
We're laughing too much. My chest hurts.
That's good. That's when you know the laughter is good. Okay.
When you're about to die.
When you're about to have a heart attack, you know you're having a good time. Okay, here's a good one. Is your ice cream too frozen? Microwave your spoon for 30 seconds.
Oh my God. That would be so bad.
No, it'd be good because it'll cut right through the...
So these aren't real life hacks. No, these are life hacks. We're not...
No.
Honestly, I microwave the spoon for 30 minutes.
What? Disclaimer.
Oh wait, 30 minutes?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Yeah, I've done that.
You microwaved your spoon?
Or maybe a minute. Yeah, because... Oh! Are we doing hacks right now? Are we doing life hacks right now?
Yeah.
Okay. A silver spoon. A silver spoon. You never tried that?
That's dangerous.
How do you know
like
you?
Oh, no.
She meant
every time you do that, there's a chance you can catch the microwave on fire.
Okay, sorry. I'm thinking about a hot spoon, but I microwave hot water. And then I put the spoon in it.
Hold on.
My brain was not on.
If the water's already hot, why are you microwaving it?
Because this is another hack. I'm talking about something. Oh, I'm talking about
don't
a hack.
Don't microwave metal spoons,
that
guys.
That I have.
Right here.
For pink eye, guys.
Don't. No, I'm just saying, you said you microwaved hot water. And I'm like, why are you going to microwave? If it's hot, why are you microwaving it?
Oh, I got it. That's do like the numbers overhead again.
That's like people being like, oh yeah, I need to go fix the hot water heater.
Oh my god.
We all want something different. Yeah. I'm like, you're microwaving spoons? Don't microwave spoons. She's like,
I'm microwaving water over here.
I'm thinking about hot spoon. I didn't think about the process of the hot spoon. Okay, no, don't microwave a spoon, guys.
Oh yeah, don't microwave any metal.
It's like now we're put all together. No, we know what she was saying, but we all. All right.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So here is the. let me see.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So I have a couple more before we go into car life hacks. These are real bad life hacks, by the way. I'm not actually giving you real life hacks.
Oh, if you I was thinking you were going to give them actual useful ones, so it was informational.
Is there man.
Like the hoodie one was pretty good.
There might be some good ones.
Yeah.
Is there like health life hacks? Are we? Is that?
It's a thing, yeah. But I think he looked up ones that would actually be bad for you.
Yep. Oh, that's what I did. You know why?
Well, that's
because if I gave you informational ones, that wouldn't be fun.
They could be fun.
Nah, not fam. These are way better.
Hoodie one was fun. That's pretty useful.
So yeah, you can. I mean, so I gave you one out of seven.
Well,
so
let me give you what's informational. A lot of people may know this, but in case you don't, your phone gets wet. Putting a cup of rice, let it sit overnight, and the rice draws out the water moisture. And right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. I have a really bad joke about that.
Oh, okay.
So it's you put your phone is messed up, you put it in a bowl of rice, and then you go to sleep, and overnight the Asians will come and fix your phone.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. So it was like the Tooth Fairy, but way more messed up.
No, way more practical.
You leave them rice.
I actually did that though.
It's way more practical.
I actually did that.
Put your phone in rice?
No. Well, yeah.
You went to fix a phone? That was in rice?
I dropped
it. Someone needs me.
I have a bowl of rice somewhere.
No, I dropped my phone in the toilet. It actually happened. I dropped my phone in the toilet. Yeah.
After you, sir.
And I actually, gross, but I grabbed it because I was, of course.
Yeah, it's $1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to grab it from the toilet, and it was wet. So I tried to save it, and I think my parents told me to put it in rice.
Who cooked the rice afterwards?
No, I put it in a bowl.
Yeah, so where's the rice coming?
I put a separate rice in the bowl, and then I threw it away afterwards.
Okay.
But it didn't work.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't. Because it was really wet.
Oh, it was saturated. Yeah, it was just like a little rain on it. This is my big question. In the toilet, was it just toilet water or was this after a use?
No, it was toilet water.
But
only?
But was it used toilet water?
No. It was empty. I flushed it already. And then, and then
I have a story. I know somebody who dropped their phone in a porta potty and went in after.
No. I lost it.
Yeah.
It was a she, and she went in after it.
Wow.
What kind of phone was it?
It was an iPhone 10, I think. Or whatever number iPhones are on. Those are dumb anyway.
Fairly new.
Okay. Next life hack. This one's really, really good. Okay?
Okay.
Super good.
You just built it up with that.
Super good. Avoid wasting time brushing your teeth by simply adding toothpaste to your food instead.
I love food too much to do that.
I don't think that would actually help because you're not brushing away the plaque.
Doesn't matter. Still toothpaste.
Okay.
Or just eat mint chocolate chip.
See? This guy knows.
I think you guys are covering the breath problem, but the scrubbing away of the decay.
No, that's why there's the chocolate chips in it. They're rough and they just scrubs away the plaque and stuff.
And chocolate.
Perfect.
Okay.
I heard. Yeah. Right. Okay. So here's another one. This one actually deals with rice and phones.
Oh.
So here's a cooking hack. Mm. If you put too much water in your rice, just toss a few phones in there.
Wait, can you say that again?
If you put too much water in your rice,
oh, okay,
just toss a few phones in there. All right.
I got it.
Now, Michael, do I need to put the numbers above your head now? I don't know what's happening.
These aren't life hacks. These are how to hack your life.
Exactly. That was the whole plan. Goodness. That was the whole purpose. This okay. So here are some winter life hacks for your vehicle. Everybody knows it's cold outside, right? Here's a disclaimer. Do not do any of these at all because you could die. That's my disclaimer.
Guys, I'd like to just throw this out there that I'm sorry. I thought when I said, hey, Rob, we're going to look up some life hacks, I thought he was going to look up actual life hacks. Go ahead, Rob.
I looked up. Okay, so this is just like a straight up thing. I looked up life hacks, and they were all super boring.
Really?
Yeah. Real life hacks were real boring.
Because I've seen some on like TED Talk that were like really good.
I didn't see any of the TED Talk ones.
Yeah.
Also, well, the ones I saw were like, here's a real life hack for you. You ready? You're tired of people stealing your phone charger? Zip tie it to the power strip.
Oh, that's actually useful.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So, did it spark conversation? Okay.
Proof.
All right.
Point. I know how to do YouTube. Okay. So here's some really bad car life hacks. Do not do these. You hear me? You hear me? I want you to listen. I'm going to say it 100 more times. Do not do these. Okay.
Those ones.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I said one, and then I was like, okay, it would be funny if I said one time. Hold on, I'm going to explain it. You ready? No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So, these are winter life hacks that you should not do on your vehicle. Icy windshields. Simply install sandpaper under your windshield wiper blade and turn the wipers on high until you can see clearly.
Oh yeah, that's.
It'll wipe away the ice real quick.
Yes.
Yep. Perfect. We're done.
And the protective coat that allows you to see.
It won't wipe it away. It'll just make it a little diffused, and then you won't be able to see at all.
Yeah, it'd be awful.
Nice. Have you tried it?
I wouldn't know.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
You remember?
I will
remember
never do it because I live in San Diego.
You don't even know what snow is.
I don't know.
But you remember a couple minutes ago when I said don't do these? Mm-hmm. Don't do these.
Okay. Okay. No, it's going to work in 100 more times now. Or 98 now.
98, yeah. Tired of scraping ice off your windshield? Simply boil a bucket of water and throw it directly on the windshield.
I know that's bad.
Yeah. That will shatter your windshield, everybody. Do not do this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's a funny story. Bam. Inciting, inspiring, and making us talk about things. These bad life hacks, conversation. You ready? I had a ginormous vehicle. It was a big old blue like van. The one that didn't have candy on the side, but you could have written candy on the side. Free candy.
Oh, what? No doubt.
I know you did.
I do that.
So we had a real bad ice storm, and my windshield on this car was covered in ice. It was like maybe a half inch thick, and we were trying to get it off of there. So my scraper broke. It wouldn't, like, it was so thick, my scraper broke. So I went inside and I got a spoon, and I started smacking it. I started smacking the windshield to try to break up the ice, and that didn't help. So my brother came out with a hammer, and we were literally hammering the ice off of my windshield.
Continue.
Don't worry, I'm listening.
Okay, good. Hopefully there are other people listening as well. I'm going to take this away from you.
We just lost that game. Continue, Rob.
Okay.
It was a tie.
Add oil to your windshield washer fluid to lubricate your windshield. This aids in ice removal.
No.
Wait, add what?
Add oil to your windshield washer fluid to lubricate your windshield.
Oh.
This aids in ice removal.
Yeah, I would not.
That'd be fine. You're just fine. Whatever. Put a 2-inch screw in each tread. Instant snow traction. Yeah. You got like a 2-inch screw sticking out of your tires? Just it digs right into the snow?
It's true.
And the ice and stuff?
And your tire.
And your tires will be fine. They're made out of rubber. They're stretchy. It's good. All right, let's see. Here's another one. Be sure to loosen your lug nuts for winter so they don't freeze to the wheel in case of a flat tire.
These are so dumb.
They're so easy, though. They make it. You make your life so much easier during wintertime.
I think you and I define easier differently.
But. So right now, you know how I felt during that Area 51 episode where you guys were like, we're from the government. And I'm like, what is happening? Okay. I got one more. And then, no, two more. And then I'm done.
Almost there, guys.
just stick with me. We got this. To stop your brake from sticking this winter, put some oil on your rotors.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Nothing?
Nope.
Again, do not do these. This is funny to talk about. Do not do this.
Okay, so.
Break all the things. I hope everybody enjoyed that.
There probably were people that did.
I know I did. Shoot. Shoot.
So now we're on to Old Wives Tales. And
an actual good segment of the show. Yeah.
Well, you know, some informational stuff that might be helpful to you. Not cause death or...
destruction.
Destruction to personal property. So, some of these are so, like, mainstream believed to be true that I'm going to ask you guys true or false and see if you guys actually think it is. And then some of them I'm just going to spat out.
I like, see, that's why I like you doing this, coming up with the content and stuff, because you make it more interactive. Mine is just like, hey, everybody, I'm going to tell you some stupid stuff and I hope you laugh.
I'm just scared someone's going to be like... So someone's going to, like, be like,
try
miss
it.
One part where you said, 100 times I say once, don't do this. They're going to skip that part, and no, they're going to sit back down, and they're going to be like, so take the muffler and hook up your home.
Did you miss the words that were right down there through that whole entire segment that said, don't try this at home?
No.
Yeah, they were, I mean, you obviously did.
Oh.
They were down there the whole time.
Okay. It's good.
Wait, yeah, right down there.
Very good.
The whole
safe
time.
Safe reasons. All right, so we've all heard that sitting close to the TV will make you go blind. That one's actually not true.
Absolutely not true. Have you heard of virtual reality? You strap two TVs to your face.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess the very when they first started doing color TV, the very first model actually did kind of was damaging the way they were predicting the colors.
Was it, is it because it was like super bright or something?
Yeah, and then they did a better color enhancement like study. And then they recall those, and ever since then, they've been fine. Like, you could stare at it all the time, and it won't, like, actually cause long-term damage to your...
To your retinas.
As far as blindness.
Let's try it.
let's procure one of those old TVs and see if we can do
all
it.
All right, true or false? Does cracking your knuckles actually cause arthritis?
False.
I want to say true.
True.
The answer is false.
False.
What?
False. Yep.
There's no medical connection ever made. They believe that it's just...
Interesting.
Does turkey make you sleepy?
No.
True or false?
False.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
A lot of people think...
If you want to, well, you can later add a point digger
yeah,
for each point and keep track
about,
of the point on the screen. We'll make a game out of this.
I'm trying to think about when I eat turkey and if it makes me tired.
Thanksgiving, I would say
people,
yes.
A lot of people say that tryptophan makes you sleepy.
The tryptophan, the turkey, a lot of people say it does make you sleepy.
It is false.
I'm going to say... True.
True.
The answer is false.
Oh my goodness.
What makes
it's a common misconception. Most people think it does, but a lot of meat has tryptophan, and a lot of time it's the overeating during Thanksgiving.
And the carbs.
And the carbs and the alcohol for some.
The Mythbusters busted that one. That's what I get for watching TV.
There you go. This one was something I've always heard as well.
2 points over here.
I know.
Ding.
Come on,
0 points over there.
Rob's in the lead. Spicy food causes ulcers. True or false?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Spicy
food causes ulcers. True.
I'm going to say true.
Whatever he says, I say yes.
I think it would be the law of averages would maybe make that it should be true based on the way that you're asking these, but I want to say false, but I think it might be true.
Well, I did that on purpose because you know I word things in a weird way for...
Yeah.
But the answer is actually false. So none of you guys got a point on that one. What they do is they agitate ulcers, but they don't actually cause them.
Great. Now I'm a loser.
Here's one that a lot of people do, and they need to stop, according to medical professionals that I don't remember the source that I should be citing.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
According to some 13-year-old on Wikipedia.
Some of these. So this is not, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this is like not true at all. So there's an old wives tale that putting whiskey on your baby's gums helps with teething pain.
Teething?
The answer is absolutely false.
It just gets them drunk.
Yeah. And that only a few drops of alcohol is needed to actually to be toxic for an infant.
Oh, wow.
So it's very harmful. So it's more of a poison than a remedy. So don't do that.
Wait, did people actually do that?
Oh, yeah. Tons of people.
It's a lot of people would do it to get their babies to go to sleep, too.
Yeah. But it only takes two drops to actually start to be a level where it could be toxic for an infant.
That's horrible.
Because it gets in the bloodstream, and so, like, stop and doing that, everybody.
And there's such low body mass.
Yeah, sorry, but grandma was wrong. Whoever the grandma is that started this is somebody's...
Great-great-great-grandma
was wrong.
That's why all your babies die.
Swallowing gum takes 7 years to digest. Is that true or false?
I want to say false.
It's some number of months, but it's not years.
You were all correct.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. There's points on this side of the table now.
Yeah, we got on scoreboard.
Actually, it digests immediately, it says.
Oh.
Yeah. Or Ace was bringing it immediately. It doesn't take...
Right. Sweet.
Yeah. These are ones we've all heard growing up, so it's good to just debunk some of these.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I was like 6 years old in second grade and I was going to get caught chewing gum, and so I put it in my hand.
Because you didn't want to swallow it?
Yeah, I didn't want to swallow it because I thought it was bad. So I put it in my hand and it was just like there and I was hiding it and I was scared and I was sweating a lot and I didn't know what to do. And we were like outside on a field trip, I think. I don't know. And a parent gave me the gum and I was freaking out.
That's a doctor story for you right now.
That's an awesome story. I like that.
So you don't have to swallow, just put it in your hand and hold it.
Yeah.
All right. True or false? Putting onion juice in your hair will actually give you smoother and thicker hair.
Putting what?
Onion juice.
Onion juice.
Well, hold on. Let me go squeeze a couple onions real quick.
Yeah. Who's going to juice?
Yeah, I'll be back.
I gave you some tricky ones, too. You know, some less common ones. But we'll
I've never
squeezing
heard of
onion juice and another thing and put on your hair. Will it make your hair smoother?
I'm gonna say true.
I'm gonna say false.
I'm gonna say true though too.
Well,
because I don't ever try to.
The answer is it's actually true.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
You should listen to me.
You in last place now, bro. I like how she looks ahead and she goes, "I want to say true, but he said not true." All right.
Got to keep that boyfriend happy.
if he loses, I'm going to lose with him.
Right? Yeah.
we'll be winners together.
Mine is like, you're going down.
Hey, if I win, he wins.
That's true.
So.
But if he wins, he wins.
Also true.
Also true, yes. All right, vegetable oil.
Hashtag facts.
On brittle nails. Will cure brittle nail. Wait.
Vegetable
oil? Yeah, we'll cure brittle nails. If you apply vegetable oils on your nails regularly, we'll actually cure brittle nails. True or false?
That sounds way too specific.
I like how Audrey just pulled a lifeline, like ask the audience, just looking over like.
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say true.
False.
Well, you both lost together. The answer's true.
I'm never listening to you.
I was going to answer what Rob answers.
Wow.
No, you'll follow me. And then,
oh, it's Shane.
Now we're dating. What's up?
Oh, my goodness.
So you're all going to be wrong or right on each one. That's good.
I was that kid that everybody cheated on in school. They're like writing down all my answers and they hand it in. They're like, why do I have two papers from Rob? They wrote down my name too.
Blowing smoke in your child's ear for ear infections. Will that help? True or false?
What kind of smoke?
Cigarette smoke.
No.
I think that's totally false.
False.
I love your confidence.
You're going to say true.
I'm going to be like Regis. I love your confidence. And the answer is... You are correct.
Yay!
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. You said, I thought you were going to say true. I was about to be like...
You're about to be like, nah,
fam. Some that might be crazier than are actually, you know?
I mean, people putting whiskey in...
Well, that's so common. You would be.
So talk over the top of your mic because you're talking straight into it, and it's like insane.
Okay, here's one for you.
Yeah.
Applying duct tape over your wart will cure warts. True or false?
It may not cure it, but it might like kill it.
That's false.
Well, killing it is curing.
I'm gonna say true.
I'm gonna say false. False. Final answer.
The answer is true. It actually will. They say that applying three... This is one of those weird ones I said you wouldn't believe. This was actually done by a medical study, so you can fact check this. that it's more effective to apply duct tape and change it three times a day over a wart will be more effective and work more quickly than freezing it off. It's actually the most effective method. So it goes to show you guys that duct tape really will fix everything.
I just want to say
that. I was joking to say that.
I'm not actually ever this smart.
You
can
put duct tape on anything.
Yeah.
Even your warts.
Listerine. See, like these, take notes of the ones that work and use them in life. Because, you know, and some of these, grandma was just straight wrong. Yeah. But the next one is Listerine for your blisters.
Listerine for your blistering.
Will it cure? Don't be cheating, bro. Applying Listerine to your blisters throughout the process of trying to heal a blister, will it actually heal it, true or false?
What do you say, Rob?
Hashtag cheaters. I honestly don't know, but I am going to say false.
All right, false. He has spoken.
We're going false.
I'm
going
to say true.
Okay, so we have an independent person here.
Proud of you.
You guys are together. Well,
let me tell you something about your independence. It paid off. It's
true.
I'm losing really bad.
Now I'm answering them incorrectly just for you.
All right, what else do I hear? This one I actually legitimately thought was true. Obviously,
it's false.
It's false.
I'm not going to ask you guys for points now. But this one blew my mind because I, for a long time, thought this was a thing. So I'm just going to tell you that it's false. But
nailed it.
But reading in dim light damages your eyesight. That's not true at all.
I could see that.
It explains it as that it does dry and fatigue them, but does not cause long-term damage.
It's probably because you keep them open longer.
Yeah.
Because you can't see.
Well, it's like a muscle. You just kind of like strain them.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't like do anything that just causes alternate. It's just more, it dries them out, fatigues them, and then you just go to sleep and it takes longer to, you know. Another eye thing here. I'm not even going to make this a question one because this is just, I'm going to answer it. But you always hear people say don't fear tactics, like don't swallow your gum or whatever. This is another one of those things that just isn't like a thing. But if you cross your eyes and get stuck that way, it's not true at all.
Yeah, we learned that in Liar Liar.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. The same type of muscle flexion.
You gotta back up, man.
The same type of muscle flexion as showing off your biceps is the same as this. Like it's just like you won't get stuck when you're flexing your off your guns.
Right.
It's just
imagine if you're stuck.
Yeah. So
where's
another
the
one,
bathroom? I don't know anymore.
I'm destroying a lot of parents' like tactics here and remedies.
That's only if the kids are watching.
So, as far as these go, that's all the ones I got for that one. So, now we can discuss freely. It's free mic time.
Free mic time.
Mm-hmm. Free mic.
Let's free him. Go.
All right. So, like, if any of you guys ever experienced anything growing up that your parents did for remedies and medicine that that were like these, that were kind of whoa.
No. Not that I can think of. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Lime juice. Like whenever I would get like a cut or something like that, they would just put lime juice on it.
Actually, I had a friend who said that his parents
sounds like
would
that
put,
just hurt.
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah, well, I would think that the thought like behind it is if it hurts, it's healing it.
Like peroxide, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I had a friend
that your parents are just mean.
I had a friend who he said his parents would put lemon juice or salt in the wounds and stuff when they would get cut. That's real bad. I would be real upset.
My family would like use tequila for the babies.
My got skin. Real drunk.
Yeah,
not the whiskey.
Baby's drunk, baby's happy. Well, actually, you know what?
That
I did think
not
of some
true,
more.
Everybody.
This is one for all my Filipinas out there. You know, didn't you say that Vicks? They use Vicks for everything.
Where then you've got Chris Rock, or was it Chris Rock or Tucker? Is like his dad was talking about Robitussin for everything.
Yeah,
my legs broke. Pour some Robitussin on it.
Yeah, because you'll have some like cultures that have their own thing. And they're like, okay, yeah, just Vicks for everything, you know. But what all do they tell you to use Vicks for? Do you remember?
Colds, coughs, fevers,
colds, coughs, fevers.
Yeah.
So Grandpa's like, you don't look very good. Give me the Vicks.
Just got a whole like cupboard of it, just full of it.
Same thing with Mexicans. They do the same. Vicks for everything.
Yeah. Really?
Vapor rub.
That was like a cultural sharing thing. Like.
And then...
Dark, it smells like it's healing.
Or what they do is they have like you like take a shower. And then you're all clean, whatever. Then they cover you. But before covering you in bed, it's like making sure that you just stay inside. They rub alcohol, like rubbing alcohol all over you. And then they just like suffocate you in it.
That rubbing alcohol kills all the germs.
It's going to kill all the cold germs. So first we're going to wash all the germs off you. Whatever's left, just going to get it drunk and just kill them. Give all the germs alcohol poisoning. I like that. Or there's it's creative,
also,
at least.
Right.
There's also potatoes. So you get, like, let's say if you have a fever, you slice potatoes.
Interesting.
And you put them on your feet with the socks.
Yeah.
So it can, like, absorb
the
heat.
And they say it sucks it out. And then they're, like, so this is something that I saw people would do that. And then it's like, they're like, oh, the potatoes are black whenever you get down. I'm like, yeah, you've been walking on them all day. Of course they're going to be black. They're like, it must have sucked out all the toxins. I'm like, no, it's probably just sweat and feet juice that you just got all over the potatoes.
See, it's working. The potatoes are brown. It smells like all the bad stuff out of it. It's like,
you know,
you had your sock all day, you're walking on it.
Back in the old days, they used to use mercury for a lot of things like that.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, they used to use mercury to like cure you. They'd like pour it on you and people drink it and all kinds of stuff. They called it quicksilver. And it was, they used it as medicine.
That's horrible. Well, you know, I did read that that one of the best cures for stinky feet is vinegar.
One of the best cures for stinky feet is a good hygiene regimen and clean socks.
But apparently, like vinegar, without having to shower, if you're in a situation, say we're all hanging out and you're going to, we're going to go to the jump zone place, you know, one of those places where you like take your shoes off. Like if you carry vinegar, if you wipe vinegar off, it will immediately get rid of all the odor and all the bacteria, just rough the spat that causes it.
Well, vinegar is a good cleaning product.
Yeah, it is.
It's already stinky. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, your feet will smell like vinegar, but it's a lot.
But they won't smell like feet.
They won't smell like feet.
Right.
Or Fritos. You know, because it's the same.
Which so feet, people, feet smells like Fritos to you?
Absolutely. A lot of people, that's a common opinion, right? Who's with me? Fritos smell like feet.
And that's like BO smells like onions to some people?
Well, they're retarded.
I think you're right, though. Fritos, dirty feet smells like Fritos to me.
Yeah, I think it does.
But I'll eat Fritos, but I won't eat no dirty feet.
Well, you know. No. Everybody's got the thing.
Oh, no. I used to have a hard time eating salt and vinegar Lays.
It's my favorite Lay's.
Because they smell like feet.
Whoa. Feet smell like salt and vinegar to you?
They used to. I got through it.
What kind of people do you hang out with?
What kind of chips are you eating? He's like, well, they weren't Lay's. They were the off-brand. They were,
isn't it Lay's? Like, if you open them, they smell like farts anyway when you first open the bag.
Oh, yeah.
They don't smell like farts to me.
Lay's, yeah.
I totally know.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't smell like
farts. The air in Lay's, like you open it, it smells like farts.
It smells like vinegar to me when I first open them.
Well, to me, that's the vinegar chips that smell like that.
No, I mean like regular.
But he thinks they smell like feet, so we're getting all kinds of like.
Oh, wait, no. No, if I open like regular Lay's, they smell like just a potato. No,
somebody's nose is wrong.
Your nose needs
Let's
to go bring back it to school. The test.
Somebody call it below whose nose is right and wrong. I took a toll of this. Now I wish I would have brought Lay's.
Well, you could have shared with the rest of us.
Just because it sounds good. Like, salt and vinegar is my favorite chip.
Yeah,
it's honestly, I think it's an acquired taste.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's so like... But if your feet smelled like Lay's salt and vinegar, I'd be smelling the crap out of your feet. Like, it would get real weird. I'm like...
They're like, you have a feet fetish? You're like, no, I just like chips.
Just his.
My feet smell good.
Like today. Fritos?
Oh, my butt hurts.
Yeah, well, that's all I had for those.
That's all. That's all I've got.
Yeah, it's a short episode kind of thing, just to run through and kind of, you know, debunk some stuff, and then Rob give you some really, really
Bad advice.
Bad advice, and then
I'm good at that, man. Real good at that bad advice stuff.
Oh,
hold on. Let me make a bunch of noise real quick.
I guess in coastal areas, some people think it's good to let the ocean heal your open wounds because of the salt.
Is that?
According to what I read, Stop it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the ocean is full of all kinds of bad stuff.
If you said that was true, I would have been really mad because I got a cut on my foot, like a glass on it on my vacation and when I was on a cruise, and they told me I couldn't be in water for 24 hours.
Yeah, because they probably actually had professional like.
Yeah, and I was like, if you were gonna tell me I missed my snorkeling,
I would have called Blake Cruz and be like, I want my money back. I missed the experience.
So I distinctly remember on this vlog that we shot recently. That'll probably be coming out right after this video. That there was some sort of home remedy that you tried.
Oh yeah. That's right. Actually, you have some more stuff to talk about. Okay, so
I was wondering why you didn't talk about it. I was like, where'd it go?
So I recently tried a. Hopefully, this doesn't put me in the doghouse because my wife. Well,
we're calling you out.
Which yeah okay so th- yeah that vlog I thought you were talking about the San Diego vlog.
Nah, fam.
Oh, the one where we went to the clinic and.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. A lot of people say, you know, put breast milk.
Hold on. You can't say a lot of people say. I've legitimately never, ever heard this in my whole entire life.
Just like whiskey in the gums. I've heard it, you know, here and there. To put breast milk in your baby's eye to help clear it up with, you know. Well, the thing about babies is that they just came out of their mother's body where they had a shared immune system. So as a grown man, it just puts bacteria in your eye. So anyway, I had a situation, which if, when you check out the vlog, you'll get the whole story. But long story short is I was cuffing up an inmate at my job, which many of you previous viewers know that I work in a prison. And he turned his wrist, so I brought the cuff back a little bit faster, the handcuffs, and busted myself in the eye. And there's enough germs on it that it actually caused an infection. And so my wife was like, I got it. She busted out some of her stored boob milk from the freezer, thawed it out, got the eyedropper, and put it in my eye. Well, at first it worked.
At least it didn't come straight from the source.
I guess it washed out the prison bacteria, because I guess the boob bacteria was stronger. So,
Hodgepodge is losing it.
I never heard this.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't know about this. You're learning about the first time. So anyway, it goes down. Well, 3 days later, it goes boom, and my eye was swollen shut. And so, and it started to bring me some pretty bad pain. And like to the point where it was like sharp pain. I was getting like headaches. My wife's like, you should go to the clinic. And I'm like, no, it'll be fine. I'll go down. I just need more boob milk.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that made it worse. And then so I call Rob. I'm like, Rob, let's you know.
Rob to the rescue.
Let's do a vlog. Go with me to the clinic. And we're going to vlog this. And people are going to, you know, see what's going on here, you know. Because it might be still swollen for the next video that we're going to do.
Right.
So that way they know what's going on, why I look so diseased in my eye. So we go to the clinic. And we go in there. And the doctor's like, so tell me what happened. And I said, okay, well, from point A, the handcuff, blah, blah, blah. And then I explained to her about the boob milk. And she goes, wait, what? I was like, I put breast milk in my eye, you know, and the lady goes, don't do that. And I'm like, I thought that would work, you know. She ran on Google. She goes, well, as a doctor, let me give you some good advice to not get everything from Google. You should ask a doctor about medical advice, right? And I'm like, okay. It explains to me why that bacteria and what it did, blah, blah, blah. So then she prescribed me to go get actual antibiotics and real medication. And she's like, we're actually going to treat you for MRSA. So this is the strong stuff, right? Which I don't have MRSA, but anybody doesn't know that's like highly contagious, yeah. Like super dangerous bacteria.
Yeah.
She's like, you work in a prison. It's already very, very infected. So we're going to give you. And so I had to have these giant horse pills, which is in the vlog. They're like that. And I already have a horrible gag reflex. So I'm like, so because of this, I had to like take those four times a day.
Here's a funny side note, though, that whenever we got back to Michael's house and he was telling his mother.
And they put steroids in my eye.
He was telling his mother about it. He said, I'm not taking them. I'm not taking them.
Because they're so huge.
And then she and I both convinced him that he had to take them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard. I was like, it was bad. Anyway.
Did you end up cutting them into pieces like I told you to?
Yeah, I had to.
Okay, good.
Because the first one I tried, I like threw it up. But anyway, so don't do that one.
Breast milk is not a remedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like tempting.
Yeah.
Depends on the source.
We go through things in life and we learn and we pass it along. So.
It worked on the baby.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the baby, it worked right away.
But because the baby came out of your body.
Yeah.
Oh.
Michael did not.
Maybe if it had been my own mom's milk. I'm never going to go there. That's,
All right. So thanks for watching. This is the end of the podcast.
Actually, there's something else.
Okay. Go ahead.
So anyway, one more experience that, and Podgy over here reminded me of it by her cut in the foot story. So I was in Hawaii. And I was trying to learn how to surf for the first time, which I'm not good at, not a natural for sure. Give up on that dream. Anyway, I stepped on coral and I cut my foot.
That's always been a fear of mine, is like anytime I go in there to step on coral, I'm just like scared of it because I know it's going to hurt real bad.
It did. It's pretty sharp. So anyway, I get back to shore and, back in my I'm dumb boy drinking phase age, you know, I was 19, 20 or something like that. And one of my buddies was like, yeah, you know, if you pee on it, it'll make it better, you know? And I guess, because people say that about stingrays and stuff too, and jellyfish. And so, you know, me not knowing any better, I'm like, yeah, dude, that's good. Okay, let's do that right now then, you know?
Just pee on it.
And he's like, okay, I do have to pee. Oh, so like we went into the concrete cinder bathroom things and he whipped it out and peed on my foot. And that only made it worse. And it didn't help, it actually increased, you know, pain and whatever.
But that reminds me of that clip from Lost where he's like, I need you to pee on it.
No, just pee on it, man. You need to pee. Pee on it. Pee on my foot. I'll lose. Just do it. I'll lose my foot if you don't. Just pee. Pee on it.
No.
Pee on.
No.
But yeah, it was pretty nasty. And then, so like on that note, it caused me to look more into it, you know, and come to find out that's the worst thing you can do, you know, kind of like putting poop milk in your eye. and also to help debunk anybody else if you're at the beach and you got that one friend that's like, bro, just let me pee in it. It does not actually help with jellyfish stings. Apparently it actually activates the venom and increases the pain. So don't do that.
Yeah, well, I don't think you should
now,
be peeing
now
on...
you know. Do the little start. Remember the old PBS thing that had the start with a stream for the children's programs? Do that over my head. Now you know.
Ding. That's the more you know.
The more you know.
All right, so you guys have anything else you want to add? Anything at all?
Anything you want to protect people from?
This is your last chance. Until the next episode.
Until the next episode.
All right. So we're going to take off. We'll see you guys later. Subscribe, like the video and all that kind of stuff, and follow us on all of our other things that I'm not going to mention because it's too long. Mm-hmm. Adios.
Yep.